At the Battle of Mahidpur, 1817, Bhimabai Holkar led a brigade of 2,500 cavalry and ultimately defeated Malcolm in a guerrilla warfare. Rani Channamma, the Queen of Kittur, a princely state in southern India, led an armed rebellion against the British East India Company in 1824. She resisted against the British force vehemently, but was arrested quite unfortunately. In the famous Sepoy Mutiny of 1857, a lot of women actively took part. Rani Avantibai, also known as Avanit Bai Lodhi, wife of Vikramaditya Singh, the ruler of the Indian state Ramgarh in the Mandla district of Madhya Pradesh, Rani Jindan, youngest wife of Maharaja Ranjit Singh of Punjab, Rani Jindan Kaur, Begum Hazrat Mahal, the first wife of Nawab Wajid Ali Shah of Awadh, Rani Lakshmi Bai of Jhansi, the second wife of Raja Gangadhar Rao, the ruler of Jhansi, all of them were brave warriors. Their courage actually inspired many Indians to rise against the alien rule. In Bengal, Swadeshi movement emanated from the partition of Bengal in 1905 and continued up to 1908. It was a successful economic strategy to move the British Empire from power and improve economic conditions of the Indians through following the principles of Swadeshi or self-sufficiency. The strategy attracted men and women equally. Women joined men to protest the British rule by boycotting foreign goods and by buying only Swadeshi goods, that is, goods produced in Bengal only. Srimati Nonibala Devi, she was the first female revolutionary of Bengal, joined the new Jugantar party, which was dedicated to this aggressive movement. At a village called Jenokand in the district of Murshidabad in Bengal, about 500 women met to protest against the government's decision to partition Bengal. They also insisted the local villagers for using indigenous country-made goods. Women in their localities organized Swadeshi meetings and popularized the introduction of charka or spinning wheels among women and even among men in the households. A number of female organizations were formed centering round the Swadeshi movement. Among them, Mohila Shilpa Shomiti and Bharat Stri Mahamandal, founded by Sharola Devi, were quite prominent. This Sharola Devi was born as Sharola Ghoshal. She was the niece of Tagore, the younger daughter of Sharno Kumari Devi, that is Rabindranath's elder sister. As the secretary of the newly formed organization, she worked tirelessly and successfully and finally instituted branches of the Bharat Stri Mahamandal in Allahabad and Calcutta. In 1903, Sharola Devi organized the celebration of Birashtami Broto and Pratapaditya Broto, modeled on the lines of the Shivaji Utsav and the Ganapati Utsav. During the Swadeshi period, she opened the famous Lakshmi Vandar for popularizing the Swadeshi goods. She also initiated certain tentative steps to organize a nascent women's movement. In Punjab, the partition of Bengal infused a new spirit of patriotism among the women of Punjab. Srimati Sushila Devi of Sialkot, Har Devi of Lahore, Purnima Devi of Hisar, they actually advocated the cause of Swadeshi. In Delhi, Agavati was a noted freedom fighter. In Tamil Nadu, centering round the Swadeshi issue, a woman's magazine was started by Kamala, wife of the Indian Christian social reformer Stalinathan. A Brahmin widow home was founded in 1913 by Subba Lakshmi Ammal. Mahila Sheva Samaj was set up in Mysore in the same year. One of the women participants in the Swadeshi movement in Tamil Nadu was K.P. Sundarambal. Apart from being a famous playback singer in Tamil films, she was a great lover of freedom movement. In a number of cities of Tamil Nadu, Muslim women belonging to upper class formed several local Muslim women's associations in the early 20th century. The Begum of Bhopal organized the All India Muslim Women's Conference as early as in 1916. Madam Vikaji Kama was influenced by Dadabhai Nauroji and was a sound source of inspiration for the Indian youth living in the United Kingdom. She unfurled the first national flag at the International Socialist Conference in Stuttgart in Germany in 1907. She organized the Free India Society and started to publish the journal Vande Mataram to spread revolutionary ideas. Asubhai Savarkar, sister-in-law of the great revolutionary Binayak Damodar Savarkar, organized the branches of Abhinav Bharat under the disguise of Atma Nishtha Yuvti Samaj to avoid British government's attention. She organized the people and worked underground in order to avoid arrest. Annie Besant, Irish by birth, was a staunch supporter of India's struggle for freedom. She founded in 1916 the Home Rule League in Madras. Mohandas Karamchand Gandhi returned to India from South Africa in 1915 and took up the demand for self-rule and eventually the non-cooperation movement. Sarala Devi, now this Sarala Devi was not Tagore's niece, she was from Orissa. She was a feminist, a social activist and a writer from Orissa. This Sarala Devi, Muthulakshmi Reddy, Sushila Nair, Rajkumari Amrit Kaur, Sucheta Kripalani and Aruna Asaf Ali actively participated in the non-violent, non-cooperation movement. Mahatma Gandhi's wife, Kasturba Gandhi, Pandit Nehru's mother, wife and elder sister, Swarup Rani, Kamala Nehru and Vijayalakshmi Pandit respectively also participated in the non-cooperation movement. Lado Rani Zutsi and her three fearless daughters, Manmohini, Shama and Janak, led the movement in Lahore. Some of the important women who played very crucial roles in the Gandhian Purna Swaraj movement were Dr. Sarojini Naidu, Srimati Urmila Devi, the widowed sister of Chittaranjan Das, Srimati Vasanti Devi, the wife of Chittaranjan Das, Bai Amma, the mother of the Khilafat leaders, Maulana Muhammad Ali and Maulana Shaukat Ali, Srimati Durgabai Deshmukh, Srimati S. Ambujammal, Krishnabai Ram of Madras, and many others. While selecting his followers in the Salt March in March 1930, originally Gandhi excluded women for safety. But nationalist women vehemently expressed their objection to such a gender-based selection and forced Gandhi to permit them too to take part in the march. Thousands of Indian women got an impetus as well as inspiration from Sarojini Naidu's active participation in the movement. Salt protest became really successful by the full-fledged participation of Indian women who, apart from making salt, took active part in selling and buying it in open marketplaces. Sarojini Naidu's influence on Indian women has ever been vibrant. Women of all classes and all walks of life, even traditional homemakers and the so-called uneducated, I should say, women, joined the freedom movement. They moved from house to house collecting clothes, medicines and other donations, courted arrest and were even imprisoned in distant jails. All this clearly depicts that there was nothing which could really prevent them from moving beyond their traditional roles. I also should mention the role played by Matangini Hazra, who was popularly known as Gandhipuri. Her period was from 1869 to 1942. She was an Indian revolutionary. She took part in Gandhi's civil disobedience movement in 1932. She was shot dead by the British Indian police in front of the Tamluk police station on 29th September 1942. Usha Mehta, a Gandhian freedom fighter, set up an underground radio station known as the Congress Radio or Secret Congress Radio or Voice of Freedom. Usha, along with some of her close companions, started this radio on August 14, 1942. After a period of 3 months, the police arrested them on November 12, 1942 and eventually put them into jail. The list of great women whose names have ever gone down in history for their dedication and undying devotion to the service of freeing India is really a long one. There are numerous women who bravely fought for India's freedom with their true spirit and undaunted courage, and not withdrew for a single moment, even when faced brutal tortures, excruciating exploitation and hardships to earn us freedom that we enjoy today without making the simplest sacrifice. Thank you.